Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And the Lord is raising up people in every country that just love Him, love His ways, His will, His purpose. And I thank the Lord that He is. Today is February the 1st, 2022. And God is still moving by His Spirit. I thank God that He is. I want to see people grow. I love to see people grow in the things of God. I love to see people do better than they did before and better than me. I wish everybody in the world did better than I do. I wish all the men of God, women of God that God is raising up, I wish they'd do much better than me. Why? Well, that's what Jesus said. He said, he that believe will do greater works than me. Satan don't know what to do with that. The mind of Satan is like, I got to be preeminent. And we talked about it in the last broadcast, how God, he's raising up people that will obey him for a change. People that will put him first. And I ended yesterday's, the last broadcast, saying that God won't sanction the world. If you notice, the people that God choose and use mightily, they love God and they mean it. They're not, they don't make those proud decisions. You can't do spiritual warfare if you think like the devil. You can't be effective if you think like the devil. If you are a pastor and or a preacher or a man or a woman that ministers the word of God, the word of God is sown in peace, folks. So when people are in strife, if you're in strife with people and act like you love them and never say anything, they can pick it up. And then you can't teach them because the word is sown in peace. It takes a mature person to receive from somebody that they know don't like them or have a problem with them. And some people, they don't make things right. And as the body of Christ, we need to be the kind of people that make things right. If we know we did people wrong, go make it right. That's a responsibility. If you're scared to go make it right, ask God to help you do it. And start being appropriate in all that you do. Everybody needs the love of God. Some people are more aggravating to be around. Now, I get that. Some people talk too much. Some people are talebearers. Some people, their ways are just kind of out there. But Jesus said, love, be kind to all men. And I never wanted to be the kind of person that would snub somebody or discount somebody or avoid somebody. That's not the way to do. And if there's a problem, let's get it solved and resolved. That's just the way to go. And if somebody do something better, good. See, God, the kind of people that God is raising up to do this revival that he's already doing, and it's almost over. He's been operating a great move of God for years now. But see, the mainstream church, they won't know, because everybody that loved the world somewhere, he left them out of this revival because they hard-headed. They wouldn't listen. When God tried to get their attention, they never would give him their attention. When he wanted them to learn and make adjustments, they did something else. But see, this one thing I said in yesterday's broadcast, if you're faithful with something that God has given you to do, he's going to give you more. When I did the writings that I did, I didn't call them Living Letters to 1999. I didn't know what to call them. I used to call them title writings. I didn't know what to call them. My mother said they were sermons. But see, a sermon, it's given to you so you can preach somewhere. I used to pass these writings out. But God gave me something new. He knew what people would receive. He knew I wanted to minister to somebody. So he gave me the writings, and I don't know. I asked my mother, I said, "Mother, what do you? I don't know what to call it." She said, "Those are sermons, but they were titled right. You know, they had a title and they had information. They were short, one page, sometimes a page and a half or two, and I could print them on one side, one piece of paper, front and back, if I needed to, and pass them out. People liked it. They didn't take much reading, and they would, you know." It was something that people would deal with. God know how to deal with people. But the point is not all that. It's that as I passed them out, giving them away, the Lord would give me another one. You know, I did just like most people do. I'm no different. He gave me this writing called Coming to Life. I wrote it. Nothing in my notebook. Almost forgot about it. But I showed it to a friend. He said, "Man, this is beautiful. Get this copy typed up and give me a copy." And I did, and he liked it. So instead of getting one or two copies, I got 100. When my uncle died, my cousin said, Wayne Griffin said, "This will bless the family. Pass it out." And I did, and then the Lord gave me another one. So I had it typed up. Didn't cost much to do it, you know, to get the copies. Pass it out. Every week I was giving away new ones. Then it got to a point I was writing one every day. And, you know, it was a way of ministering to people. Because I didn't have a platform. And God was giving me revelation. And the more I gave, the more He gave me. That's what I'm talking about. As long as you're obedient, God can work with you. It's the same thing happened in my relationship with the Lord. As I drew near to Him, He drew near to me. As He taught me something, I was faithful with it. And I always used the information to edify other people. And He always gave me information that I needed. He gave me personal training. You know, weightlifters have personal trainers sometimes so that they don't injure themselves, so they can meet their physical goals. Well, the Holy Spirit was my life coach. Everything that I didn't want to talk to other people about, I would run it by the Lord. And I saw how in the church circles, sometimes people had different opinions, varied opinions on how things should be. So it wasn't hard for me to start asking the Holy Spirit, because if you ask man, if you ask a Baptist person something, they're going to have a Baptist answer. If you have a Pentecostal person something, they're going to have a Pentecostal answer. If you ask a Methodist person, they're going to have a Methodist answer, and so on and so forth. And people give you answers based on their point of view, which is not all wrong. But when I wanted to know something that so that I could defeat the enemy, I asked the Lord, and He would answer me in due time. And sometimes He caused people to say what I needed. Whatever denomination it was, didn't matter. But I knew when the Holy Spirit was causing somebody to tell me what I needed. And sometimes He'd tell me personally. Sometimes He'd give me a dream or a vision. I talked about how sometimes in the vision, I couldn't explain it, but I knew how to access the information. Now, I say that because God is doing the same thing among people that regard Him. See, if you don't know all the details, if you're not skilled in the Word of God, if you didn't go to the best colleges. Some people go to the best Bible colleges, but you can't talk to them because they're not sociable. If they're proud, if they have a proud mind, even though they have a godly education, they may snub you. They may not talk to you. They may not relate to you. They may look at you sideways when you know something that they didn't know. It's crazy. I don't even like talking about stuff like this, but it happens. And sometimes people don't love you. enough to hear you out. Sometimes people don't love the things of God enough to be long-suffering. The Lord dealt with me yesterday. He was, he's not pleased at the way people have done. Now, he taught me to love people and forgive. I don't think, he come to me with this. I don't, everybody that snubbed me, did me wrong, I forgave them. It don't come to my mind. I let it go. I started to understand this is just how people are going to be sometimes. But I remember saying years ago, if the Lord ever calls me to be a pastor or a man of leadership, or if I'm in a position to be a blessing to others, I said, I'll never treat people the way I was treated. And I was treated bad. I know what I'm talking about. That doesn't bother me. This is what bothers me. Other people have had the same problems. Sometimes people, if they think you can help them, people will treat you differently if they think you can help them, or if they want you to help them. And that's not godly either. And then at the same time, when they know you can't help them or won't help them, they treat you different. God's not that way. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's raising up people that love like he loves. And they get excited to see others do well. They're not trying to be like Diotrephes, be preeminent against John, you know. And then you got those that's like Simon the Sorcerer. They want to be powerful. They want to buy the Holy Ghost so they can control people. Peter said, your money going to perish with you in hell. Pray that these things don't happen to me. But see, people, they come to the Lord and they don't drive out the darkness. Gideon didn't go to war until he got rid of his dad's idols. And he pulled the idols down with the bull, with one of his dad's bulls, and then he offered one of them on the altar and burned it with the wood of the grove. You got to cut all ties with the world. Some people haven't done that. If a person won't follow God to God's specification, there's a reason why. There's something that they have allowed to remain in their life that should not be. And so when they're exalted in ministry, the people act just like them. I've seen it so many ways. It's just mind boggling. So the Lord had to go, he literally had to wait until a new generation was ready to go forward. And he raised them up. Now see, some of the people that started ministering when I did, they saw the kind of, they saw the things that they know how it was. And they saw people get hurt. They got hurt. And they forgave. They learned to forgive. They learned the ways of God. Some people that I know quit the ministry because of these things. Some people persevered. Some people came back to the ministry. So, and these things happen. This is also culture. So God couldn't use the people that were in place. If they would have softened their heart, heard the Lord out, the Lord would have helped them make all the necessary adjustments. And guess what? The Lord never told me to tell them what to do. Never. He just follow him. And the Lord was going to deal with them one-on-one and get them up to speed. Now, the Lord did tell me that there were times that there were some things he would have told me to tell them if they asked. And he said, but if they don't ask, don't tell them. See, the Lord prepared me for what he had me to do. So in those years that he sent me to the pastors, he also gave me writings. And I was able to give them to people and pastors. And then in 99, he gave me Living Letter Ministries. In 2000, I started doing Living Letter Ministries. And I started with people that gave me their address. I ended up with about 350 addresses, and I would do the mail out 4 times a year. But as the mail out increased, I did it 1 time a year. When it got up to 350 people, I just did 1 mail out, because it's hard to manage. I was sending about 10 writings to all those addresses. And I kept it neat, and I sent it in manila folders, so that if they wanted to, they could frame it if they wanted to. And it was done neat, it was done well. So when people were giving it, and they loved it, people loved it. And people got saved because of it. But the point is this: if you're faithful, God's going to give you more. Anybody can do it. And so the kind of people that shun me or got jealous against what God gave me to do, I saw that. I saw that if they had a pastor that did, then the people were more prone to do it. But there were people that loved the word that God gave. Sometimes within the congregation where the pastor would not like it. You know, one pastor threw one of the writings in the garbage. So, and it was a good writing. You know, the enemy will work through anybody to hurt you. It could have fallen off his desk. I didn't see him throw it in the can. But the enemy will do things to discourage. And some people get hurt, and they don't know what to do. They didn't expect to be hurt. But the Lord taught me how things were. He let me see it. He let me run right into it. And then when I go and ask questions, around the late 90s or mid 90s, he said, if this generation follow me, it's better, because a lot of people are already, they were used to that ministry, and the things that needed to be straightened out, only they could do it. See, I could preach, but as long as that pastor was living and the people were looking to him, I can preach everything I want to preach. And he can go and do one sermon and all that's gone. These are the kind of things the Lord taught. So it really don't benefit to preach at somebody's church unless it's of God and they're in agreement and you can assist them. You can't always help people. And I started understanding that. I said, well, I even thought, well, maybe if I was able to preach a while, then maybe, or teach more, people would get to know, I could explain things, and maybe people would change. Guess what? The Lord let me see for myself. I was at a church for years, and I was able to do Sunday school. It's still the same thing. People are going to do what they want. They're gonna live the way they're structured. Unless they decide, I'm going to follow God and do whatever he say. When they get to that point, that's when God can move in their life. Now, Elder Lewis said a long time ago, he said, if you get down to business with God, God will get down to business with you. But as long as people are doing, most times they do what their overseers do, what their pastors do, what their bishop did. And they're not gonna do anything. Why do you think the falling away happened? It happened because people allowed satanic things to live in their culture. They didn't drive out all the Canaanites, so God couldn't take them to the promised land. They didn't drive out all the Canaanites. The Canaanites became like thorns in their eyes and smoke in their eyes. I mean, thorns in their flesh and smoke, thorns in their sides and smoke in their eyes. That's what Canaanites do. If a man allows lust, Satan's going to control him with lust. If a man allows greed, he's going to control him with greed. If he allows pride in to remain in his life, Satan can easily snatch away all the teachings that will put him over from other people. And he'll stay in a rut. I've seen this too often, and I really don't want to see it anymore. But unless people drive out these Canaanites, they're going to have Canaanite trouble, Canaanite ministries. But if you drive it out and trust God and follow God, God will help you to repent everywhere you need to, make changes everywhere you need to, understand things according to the Word of God, give you a God's eye view, and then He'll increase your abilities and multiply your faithfulness. So don't think the Lord's been sitting in the background while people were allowing the devil to drive them out of the church. You know, the great falling away is when the church quit going to church. So, but God has people that love Him, and He's working through people who care about Him sincerely, and they drive out the Canaanites. And some people have taken a position that I don't want to go to church and be hurt again. So they sincerely trust God at home. Now, the Word said, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. And then there's COVID. Now people have an excuse to stay at home. And it's a good one, but it's still an excuse. Because you don't want to get COVID. Well, guess what? You can go to church. God's got people. He's got churches that defeat COVID. People really do what they really want to do. But I'm going to tell you, whatever you do, live in God's presence and be faithful. And don't cower down to the things of darkness. You can't build a kingdom with Satan's plan. You can't love God with Satan's mind. You can't think like Him for a moment. You got to drive all that out, and it can be driven out. And then, my friend, you can go forward. God loves His people, and He has a lot to say to us as people. And He's going to do more and more in our lives as we follow Him and stick with what He's doing. Good things are in store. Those that love God are on the rise. It's just how it is. And the Lord has raised up people, just like He said way back in 94, that He would raise up Nebuchadnezzar. And just now, this is not a person that's going to lead everybody. I'm not saying that. The people that will obey God, even when they don't understand, they are like Nebuchadnezzar was. They will carry out God's mission. And I'm not talking about one person. God's not doing that one, you know, the one man show is gone. He's doing things with people that love Him. He's giving them anointings, abilities, and blessing their efforts and their faithfulness and doing great works of love. Daniel put it this way. He said, they that be strong, they that know God will be strong and do exploits. And people who know Him will be strong, and they don't let what God give them drop to the ground. They don't let God give them something and they just forget about it. No, they continue on in the things of God. So I'm explaining all this because some people will handle the holy things of God wrong, while some people are wise and they'll handle it correctly. Some people will respond to your anointing positively, and then there are those who love the world somewhere, and they'll respond to your anointing negatively. But guess what? You don't have to go by those who respond negatively. Because God has people. He said, just like they listen to me, they'll listen to those who heard me. They'll listen to you. If they'll listen to me, they'll listen. God has people that will listen to you and won't take it and won't think that it's wrong. And sometimes people will judge things with religious eyes and religious mindsets and religious opinions. But the Lord has a way of giving us information and the anointing that nobody can deny. See, a city set on a hill can't be hid. When you live the light of God's word, people can say whatever they want. But when you live according to His love and you live in the power of His might, guess what God can do? He can show up and show out. he can show people where he stands. And now, I watch YouTube videos sometimes, and people are pinpoint accurate. They don't have a church. They do a video in their car, and they heard from the Lord. Some people do videos often, but they just doing videos. Sometimes God is in it. And sometimes they really try, you know, some of them are wordy, and some of them get right to the point and bless you. Some of people are delivering their dreams by the Holy Ghost. See, Joel said it first, and then Peter said it. He said, your sons and daughters will prophesy. Then he said, your servants will prophesy by the Holy Ghost. You understand that was way unheard of. But guess what? It is happening now. And now they have a way to deliver it through YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, other things. Some people do crazy stuff on there, but God always have a remnant of people. See, God's people are powerful. You don't need an entourage. And, you know, a lot of people think they got to have a great following to do a work of God. No, you don't. One day I just decided, I said, I'm tired of waiting on people to get on board and help me do something. I said, I just decided one day, I said, I'm not going to ever wait on a person to help me do anything. I'm going to be faithful with what God give me, and I'll do it by myself if I have to. Unless he send me some help. Well, guess what? He's sending me help now. People are helping me better. All these years, since 2006, since I've been on the radio, they are helping me more. And I thank God for it. And I don't sit around, I hardly ever ask for donations on the radio. I supposed to, but I just don't, because so many people have made such a mess trying to get offerings out of people. Well, if anybody give me an offering, first of all, I don't coerce people for money. If they give, it's because they want to give. Now, they know what I'm doing. They hear the radio broadcast. They know what I'm going to say. They're used to it. But the work that God has given me is not about money. I'm not trying to get rich off the gospel. I'm trying to deliver the gospel, so others can live. I saw people fall in hell. And there are people that they're not in a position to give right now. And so I made my stuff free. And then there are those who, even if you give them something free, they ain't gonna read it because of pride. Or they don't think it's worth it. Or they don't agree because it's not in my doctrine wheelhouse, you know. But I just got tired of all the runaround. I said, Lord, whatever you take my life and do something with it. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. And then the things that God bring to my attention, I make sure that happens. Now, when God gave me this broadcast, Heart to Heart, it's different from the radio broadcast. My pastor's a prophet, and he told me about a broadcast beside the radio broadcast. He thought it was another radio broadcast at the time, but this is where God dealt with me, and this is where God gave me the revelation that it takes to not make the same mistakes as our predecessors did. See, remember something. People may slight you. They may snub you. They may do wrong by you. They may not listen to you. They may not ever encourage you. But guess what? God loved that person. So I don't want it to come across like I'm in strife with people. I know what strife will do. And you can't minister to people if you're mad at them. I'm not mad at people. People were just being the way they wanted to be at the time. So I give people room to have regretted some of those things. But what they did, they did. The only reason I bring it up is so when it happens against you, don't take it personally. Because the Lord trained me not to take it personally. He showed me their fear. Sometimes they were acting on their fear. But he taught me not to take it personally. He gave me a strong love for pastors. It was shocking because I didn't expect negative things to come from the people that had inspired me like they did. And I said, well, this is just the way it is. See, the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. He didn't say it was always fun to know about. It's not always good, but he'll show you. And he would show me how people felt. I would have dreams about what they said. I would ask them about it, and it would be true. Now, the healing process has to happen. And it can't happen unless people repent. And see, when people do take those positions, those wrong positions, then the Holy Spirit has to deal with it. He can't pour more anointing oil on people that's snubbing his people, or people that's in strife with his people, or feeling preeminent against his people, or hurting his people. He, just like Kenneth Copeland said, how he pointed out how when Jesus, the glory of God, knocked Paul down, he said, he didn't say, ask Paul, Paul, why are you persecuting my people? He said, why are you persecuting me? So every person out there that's up that name the name of the Lord, if they do you wrong, don't take it personally. That's their lack of knowledge. That's their lack of understanding. But you got to repent, or otherwise you'll do what they do. You got to know to drive out the darkness, all of it. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you and every soul. And the reason I'm saying all these things is because God has raised up people that will reap this harvest. Be ready and follow God and help those come in. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our wonderful Lord. Stay in covenant. Be full of covenant laughter.